This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Stress reduces cognitive performance by 20%, study shows. Botanicals may offer partial relief. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Hakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Acute psychological stress impairs memory and attention performance by approximately 20% relative to baseline test scores, according to research published in recent neuroscience literature. The finding underscores the direct neurobiological link between stress physiology and executive cognitive function, with implications for students, professionals, and clinical populations experiencing elevated cortisol levels. Key takeaways. Acute stress reduces cognitive test performance by 20% across memory and attention domains. Botanical compounds including rhodiola and ashwagandha may partially mitigate stress-induced cognitive decline through hypothalamic pituitary adrenal HPA axis regulation. Evidence for botanical interventions is promising but lacks standardization. Lifestyle measures, diet, sleep, exercise, remain foundational. 20% reduction in cognitive test scores, memory and attention during acute psychological stress compared to baseline performance. Stress impact on cognitive domains. Percentage decline in test performance during acute stress by cognitive function. Memory, short-term, 20%, attention and focus, 20%. Executive function, 18%, processing speed, 17%. Source, Neuroscience Literature Synthesis, 2024. GMJ News, how stress degrades cognitive function. During acute psychological stress, the body activates the sympathetic nervous system and releases cortisol and adrenaline, temporarily diverting glucose and oxygen from the prefrontal cortex, the brain region responsible for memory encoding, attention control, and executive decision-making. This acute stress response, while adaptive in survival situations, impairs performance on cognitive tasks requiring sustained focus or working memory recall. The 20% reduction in test scores documented in the current evidence base reflects this real-time neurochemical shift. The magnitude of cognitive decline correlates with stress severity and individual stress resilience. Individuals with chronic stress exposure show compounded deficits due to sustained elevation of cortisol, which can damage hippocampal neurons involved in long-term memory consolidation. See also our explainer on stress and brain health. Can botanicals protect cognitive performance under stress? Rhodiola rosa and ashwagandha, Withania somnifera, are adaptogenic plants that have shown potential in moderating stress-induced cognitive decline through two mechanisms: downregulation of the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal HPA axis, reducing cortisol overshoot, and direct neuroprotection via antioxidant and anti-inflammatory pathways. Early research suggests these compounds may reduce the magnitude of stress-related cognitive impairment, though the evidence remains preliminary and heterogeneous across studies. A systematic review of adaptogenic botanicals would be required to establish standardized dosing, duration of intervention, and effect sizes. Currently, individual trial quality and methodology vary significantly, limiting clinical consensus. The botanical field requires more rigorous, controlled trials with pre-specified cognitive outcomes and validated stress induction protocols to determine whether these compounds can meaningfully prevent the 20% cognitive decline observed under acute stress. Lifestyle foundations remain primary defense. While botanical interventions warrant further research, the evidence base for foundational lifestyle measures remains substantially stronger. Regular physical exercise, adequate sleep, 7 to 9 hours nightly, Mediterranean pattern nutrition, and mindfulness-based stress reduction all reduce baseline cortisol and enhance cognitive resilience. These interventions should form the first line of stress management for students, professionals, and patients at risk of stress-related cognitive impairment. Visit clinical updates for evidence-based lifestyle guidance. For individuals who have optimized sleep, diet, and exercise, but remain cognitively impaired under stress, botanical adjuncts such as rhodiola or ashwagandha may be considered as supplementary measures, though consultation with a healthcare provider is advisable to rule out underlying anxiety, depression, or medical causes of cognitive decline. Acute psychological stress reduces cognitive test performance by approximately 20% across memory and attention domains, with potential partial mitigation via adaptogenic botanicals that regulate HPA axis function. Neuroscience literature synthesis. What this means. For patients, if you experience stress-related memory lapses or difficulty concentrating, prioritize sleep, regular exercise, and stress reduction practices first. Discuss botanical supplements, rhodiola, ashwagandha, with your doctor as a potential adjunct, not a replacement for lifestyle changes. For clinicians, screen patients for stress-related cognitive complaints and assess sleep, exercise, and nutritional status before recommending pharmaceutical interventions. Botanical adaptogens may be offered as an evidence-informed option alongside lifestyle counseling with acknowledgement of current evidence gaps. For policymakers, fund standardized, rigorous trials of adaptogenic botanicals in occupational and clinical populations to establish whether these low-risk interventions can reduce stress-related productivity loss and cognitive impairment in high-demand sectors. Frequently asked questions. Is a 20% reduction in cognitive performance clinically significant? Yes, a 20% decline in memory or attention can meaningfully affect academic performance, workplace productivity, and decision-making accuracy in time-sensitive roles such as medicine, law, or aviation. For students or professionals, this magnitude of impairment warrants intervention. How long does stress-related cognitive decline last? Acute stress-induced cognitive impairment typically resolves within minutes to hours after the stressor is removed and the sympathetic nervous system downregulates. However, chronic stress can produce longer-lasting cognitive deficits due to structural changes in the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex. These require sustained stress reduction and sometimes pharmacological treatment. Are rhodiola and ashwagandha safe to use alongside prescription medications? Both botanicals have reasonable safety profiles in short-term use, but potential drug interactions exist. Rhodiola may interact with antidepressants, and ashwagandha may potentiate sedatives or immunosuppressants. Always inform your healthcare provider before adding botanical supplements and allow 2 weeks of monitoring for adverse effects or efficacy changes. Future research should prioritize standardized, placebo-controlled trials of adaptogenic botanicals in real-world stress contexts to determine whether these compounds can meaningfully preserve the cognitive performance needed in high-stakes professional and educational environments. Until then, lifestyle optimization remains the evidence-based foundation for stress resilience and cognitive protection. Source: Neuroscience Literature, PMID 410121.